At one point yesterday, I actually, and I shouldn't say one point, on my second trip back to Uncle Ike's, because the first trip, I couldn't use my money from the debit card because you have a minimum $15 transaction at Uncle Ike's, and I only had $20 in my checking account. And they have a $3.50 transaction fee. And I can't really piss, I don't want to blame Uncle Ike's. I blame the state. I blame the government. I blame potheads, and I include myself in this, who voted for, I voted, before I realized I was an anarchist, I was a libertarian. And when I lived in Libertarianville back in 2012, when I was still living in Washington State and still married to my ex-wife, I voted for legal marijuana. And how do I phrase this? I was extraordinarily disappointed about how that turned out. It took 2 fucking years for any type of real, like, marijuana store to open up in Washington State after that. Yeah, that was interesting. It wasn't until like 2014 that I actually got to go to my first marijuana store, yet we voted for it in 2012. So I'm not going to blame Uncle Ike's for the 350 fee. I'm not going to blame him for the 15 buck bullshit. I don't know why we, I know why. I was going to say, I don't know why we can't live in a free country. I know why. I know why. Whatever my feelings about the Constitution and Benjamin Franklin, he may have been some type of Illuminati dude. I don't know if Benjamin Franklin was totally under the sway of the satanic, platonic or plutonic, fucking Illuminati. I don't know. But Benjamin Franklin said a few things. And he said something once to a woman who asked him, "What sort of government do we have?" And his response was, "A republic if you can keep it." So I was about to say, why can't we live in a free country? But I know why. Because we can't have nice things. Look around, folks. Look at what fucking Antifa. And I say Antifa. I'm one of the 12 white anarchists in Seattle, and I did not tip over garbage cans or set shit on fire this last weekend. Interestingly enough, I chose not to. I kind of thought that maybe what we should do is understand what happened in Minneapolis. Don't assume that the mainstream media is telling you the truth. I don't know why. Even anarchists who will say, "Don't trust the media, don't trust the media, don't trust the media," then they see this, what is I can only call a choreographed public execution of an African American, George Floyd, in Minneapolis. And listen, he may have been killed. I really don't know the truth. I don't know the truth about the autopsy. People saying it's fentanyl, it's Epstein's doctor, whoever did the fucking autopsy on Epstein, also autopsied fucking George Floyd. You can sift through that all you want to. I just don't really trust the government or the media because at this point there's no real distinction. These people are under the control of the CIA. The government pays journalists. In fact, there are probably some spooks like Anderson Cooper who are still CIA. So fuck that bullshit. Anyways, fuck it. It's okay to be angry. You should be angry about the lockdown America. You should be angry about the fucking curfew. You should be pissed off that your dignity and your ability to make choices has been restricted by a government that is filled with crooks and grifters and fraudsters. You should be angry that you're basically being subjected to nationwide trauma-based mind control. And if you want to ask yourself, did MK Ultra ever end? Look the fuck around. You should be angry that your government basically demolitioned your country, turned it into a failed state, and is now going to perform peacekeeping operations on American streets. But we should also remember, and this is really critical in all of our anger, and yes, I will return to the original point about what I did in the intersection, but here's the deal. What's happening to you right now is shit that our government has been doing to other countries and other peoples almost from the fucking beginning. What's happening to you right now is what's happened in Libya and Syria and fucking Ukraine and all over the world, thanks to the CIA and CIA-sponsored NGOs and other actors that work with them. What you're going through right now, the demolition of civic society in preparation for an occupation, this is the shit our government's been doing. And I'm not going to say you've been doing it, but we all live on the Death Star. We all live on this battle station that goes around the world vaporizing people's societies where they live, destroying people's fucking homes, setting fire to weddings. You're now getting the joy of experiencing the shit that we, in a sense, but our government has been doing in the absolute sense all around the fucking world, going back a long fucking time. Some would say the Spanish-American War. Some would say, let's just focus on the shit we've been doing since World War II. The bottom line is this. Our government has been fucking with other people's countries for more than 100 years. So what the fuck should we complain about on that level? I don't know. Anywho, I went a little crazy and I had to make two trips because once I was rejected by Uncle Ike's the first time, I had to travel. It was an arduous journey. I had to travel by the plague bus, and I'm going to call it the plague bus. I had to travel by the plague bus, travel via plague bus to my bank, to the cash machine, to get my 20 bucks, and then travel via plague bus back to Uncle Ike's, where I thereby stood in the fucking plague line. And there are plague lines that tell you where to stand in a plague line. You don't want to stand within 6 feet, even though the Uncle Ike's dude, as he walks by to go through the secret doorway, gets basically, well, he touches you. But you don't say anything. Because in the plague line, if you say anything, then you go back to the line. No soup for you. So you got to keep your perspective. So the first time I sang the song in the intersection at 23rd and Union yesterday around noon, maybe it was 11:45 p.m., I don't fucking know. It was like, and actually, as I sang the song, I swung my face mask in the air because you can't go into the Uncle Ike's without a face mask, okay? Remember, $350 debit card transaction fee, minimum $15 purchase, have a mask because I think they've run out of them. They were handing them out. I don't think they have them anymore. Bring a fucking mask if you want to get your fucking weed, right? Anywho, in the intersection at 23rd and Union, I think the first performance was like, welcome to my dystopia. Please bring some ropia and tie it around my neck. I'm tired of this dreck. Something like that. And then the second time it was like, fuck this bullshit. Fuck this bullshit. Fuck this bullshit, dystopia. Fuck this bullshit, fuck this bullshit. Fuck this bullshit, dystopia. It's like a Tromaville movie, but not Toxic Avenger, but definitely something crappy that you would watch on USA Network in the 1980s, late at night with Gilbert Gottfried. This is Gilbert Gottfried. This is Gilbert Gottfried. And we're up all night. This dystopia sucks.